Welcome back to Joywell Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Habesi. All right, guys, I am very excited to be back. I've got a cup of coffee and I'm ready to have a little chat. So let's dive into it. It has been a minute since I recorded, especially by myself. I think it's been maybe a month now since we uploaded a new episode, and I want to talk through what's been going on and kind of where we're going from here. So if you follow me on Instagram, you listen to, you know, a couple of episodes, you know that I specialize in eating disorders. I'm super passionate about it. I have been for a very long time. More specifically, have been in the field of eating disorders for 3 years now, working at all the different levels of care. So for the past 2 years, I have been pursuing a certification that would make me an official eating disorder specialist. It's called the SEEDS. It's put on by the International Association of Eating Disorders, IADEP, and it has been something very slowly that I've been working through the past 2 years. I took the original core courses right at 2 years ago, and I had a deadline to finish this by April 5th. That was the deadline for whatever reason they gave me, which was just under 2 years. It ended up being like a month or so shy from when I originally started the process, but here we are. I am officially finished. I actually have my seeds at the time of recording this, but I'm hoping that it'll come through any day. I know that they are going through my paperwork, but last Friday, the Friday before I'm recording this, which today is April 3rd, I don't know when this is going on, but today's April 3rd when I'm recording this, and last Friday is when I did the final piece of the puzzle here and took my exam. I have been writing papers, connecting with people that I've met throughout the years, getting letters of recommendation, going through things with my supervisor that I had through this process, and then studying for my exam for the last couple of months. But last Friday, I kind of haphazardly just went ahead and took the test. Didn't feel like I was totally ready, but at the same time, I thought I was ready. And Dave and I were on a walk last Friday, and I was like, you know what? I'm going home right now, and I'm going to go take it. He's like, okay, bye. So I went home and I just did like a 30-minute run through of everything, and I passed it. And it honestly doesn't even feel real that this process is over. This was kind of the last thing that I wanted career-wise. There's always the thought in the back of my mind that maybe one day I'll get my PhD, but that if that ever happens, which there's no pressure to get it, of course, but if that ever happens, it's not happening anytime soon. And right now I'm just like, I don't know that I ever want to write another paper or take another test, but this certification really was one thing that I've wanted for a while. I've had my eye on it, and it felt like that one final piece of things that I wanted to get professionally to kind of pull things together. So I am very relieved to have that done and have really been working the last couple of days to kind of refocus on what am I doing? What do I want to do? What am I actually going to do with the certification? And I know it'll help me in my work with eating disorders and what I'm doing now. But also, I want to be able to use it for other things, use it for advocacy, education, all that kinds of stuff. So trying to figure out what that looks like. But I'm very relieved. That's definitely been something that has been a tricky piece to navigate in recording this podcast, because I, especially the last couple of months, I have been turning down so many different things because I'm like, no, I need to study. I don't need to go out and have dinner with these people. I need to go study. No, I don't need to do this. I need to study, or I need to write my paper. So I had a couple of long papers that I had to work on. So it's all done now. I am very relieved, and I hardly know what to do with myself. So now I'm in the process of figuring it out. On top of that, we've also had a lot of personal stuff going on as well that's been kind of chaotic, but the worst of that also got resolved last week. So just a lot of exciting things happening going on over here, but I thought I would just take this opportunity to update you guys with what's going on, kind of get back on the horse with recording. I had drafted a couple episode ideas and some bullet points that I wanted to cover. So I have ideas for the next few weeks of things we're going to be chatting about and kind of going on from there. I have a couple of guest episodes as well that I want to start working on and really putting into action. So if you are one of the people that I've mentioned on either coming back on the podcast for something, or if I've mentioned to you in the recent months that I want to record an episode, or if we talked about anything, that is going to be coming soon. I'm really excited to really be more focused on this, not have all these distractors, even though they are good distractors, they're important. It just feels like there was too many moving pieces. And I knew when I started this podcast back in the fall that it might feel a little bit of a janky ride, as it is with a lot of things that I do, I feel like. But now I feel like it's a little bit more focused, organized, and we're on the up and up. I'm really excited. So all of that to say, I really thought I would do a, on top of obviously giving you guys an update, I would do a quick little episode and kind of running through what my experience has been. How did I get to where I am as a therapist? How I decided to become a therapist and that whole process. Because like I said a little while ago, this certification was kind of that final piece for me. But I'm not saying it's the only thing I'll do. I think there's probably other licenses that I'll get in other states, but that was kind of the big piece. I think moving forward, honestly, unless I go back eventually and get my PhD, the only other thing I would get is additional licensure in other states, which is totally a possibility. And I've actually talked to people about getting licensed in other states, especially with the certification. So, but the big things are done, and that's what is really important. So let's dive into what it has been like, at least from my journey to become a therapist, and how we got to where we are today. I will definitely go ahead and put a disclaimer on here that I have maybe a little bit of an unusual story when it comes to my career path and trajectory, because I have known what I wanted to do roughly since maybe middle school or high school. And then more specifically, I knew by the end of high school, definitely senior year, I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. I didn't know exactly what it would look like, but I knew what I wanted to do. So in like my preteen years into my early teen years, I knew that I wanted to work with the brain. I know that sounds crazy. I more specifically thought I wanted to be a neuroscientist, maybe a neurosurgeon. I don't really know. I was fascinated with the brain for various reasons of kind of that's what was something that was going on in my life at the time. And then I realized very quickly that I actually can't do blood on any level. Like it's an actual problem how much I cannot do blood. So that anything in the medical field was out of the question at that point. So kind of as time went on, I realized that like, oh, maybe counseling, the therapy route, more of like the mental health side of things was a better fit for me. I have extended family members that are actually in the mental health field, more specifically with eating disorders. So I have a cousin who is a psychologist. One of my aunts is a dietitian that specializes working with eating disorders. And then I have other cousins that do some advocacy work as well. So that was something that I grew up from a young age, like knowing about it. And I thought that that was very intriguing to me. And that's why kind of by the end of high school, I knew pretty clear, like I wanted to be a therapist and specialize in eating disorders. And that really shaped what my college journey looked like for me. I knew that that was the end goal for me. It never really wavered. I don't know that I honestly ever got sidetracked from like the goal is to do therapy. So I actually went to a school for swimming. So I went to Georgia Tech very briefly as a collegiate athlete. That was very short-lived for reasons on top of the fact that being a therapist, I realized very early on there was no point in me, you know, pursuing that type of undergrad studies. There was no reason for me to go all the way up to calculus three to be a therapist. I didn't like math. Math was awful, especially once I got into college. So after a very short time at Georgia Tech, I really changed trajectories. I didn't want to swim anymore. So I left and went to a different school that I finished out my career at. I learned so much at that school. I got my bachelor's in psychology, was able to do some research projects, really learned a lot about myself, about the field, had a lot of great mentors, a lot of professors that I looked up to and stayed in touch with until just a little bit into grad school. I unfortunately don't really keep up with them anymore, but I had a couple professors that really shaped my journey, I would definitely say, and kind of my understanding of the field, what was expected, things that I needed to know if I wanted to stay in the psych realm of things. So I finished undergraduate there, and then I took a year off to get married. And while I was there, I also worked at an inpatient psychiatric facility, which was personally very shaping. That's not a great way to say that, but it shaped me a lot as a person, and then also really shaped me as a professional as well. I really understood my limits. I understood what it was going to look like for me to end my day and really leave my work at work and not take it home. But then I also learned so much about how different diagnoses present themselves, what, you know, you can expect at different levels of care, and really expect at the highest level of care and what that actually looks like. I was my first experience of working in a treatment team, working with social workers, nursing, and then also a psychiatrist. So super fascinating. Really glad I did it. Would absolutely never want to do it again. So I did that for about a year until I started graduate school. I did a two-year online graduates program, which worked out really well because I was already online for the whole thing. So when COVID hit, my second to last semester of grad school, it really didn't change anything. I got a little bit sidetracked with grad school at the end there because finding an internship is very challenging, let me tell you. My school didn't really have any connections where I lived specifically to get different internships. I tried, nothing seemed like a good fit. So I ended up going and working with mandated clients. So that is court ordered clients. And that definitely shaped me in a lot of different ways. And again, it's another experience that I'm very thankful for. I would have never thought that I would do something like that, but I did it for close to 2 years and am thankful for the experience. I learned a ton, and I learned things that I would have not learned otherwise, on top of things that actually I still use today. There are still concepts that I have learned. There's a new appreciation for different populations that I come across now, even in my current work, that I have a different approach to, I would say. So I'm very thankful, but it all led me to here where I am. I've been working for my current company that is a nationwide eating disorder program for almost 3 years, and it has given me all of the challenges and at the same time all the goodness that I would have hoped from being in this field. It is so incredibly hard, yet the most rewarding. I have made some really great friends as coworkers. I don't even work with these people anymore because I changed roles and now I work from home and have for almost 9 months now. So I hardly see these people anymore, but they are still some of my very best friends. I am so thankful for them. I am thankful for my boss that I had for the first 2 years I was there. She completely shaped me who I am as a professional and really kind of like nurtured that drive to specialize in eating disorders and pursue the certification and a lot of other things too. So I worked all the different levels of care, everything from HP residential to inpatient for a little over 2 years until I went on maternity leave. And then now I am working as an intake therapist. So I do diagnosing, I do treatment recommendations, and I'm having a lot of fun on top of the fact that I get to work from home, which means if I am not actively on a call with a client, I am hanging out with my baby. She helped me do some notes this morning, and I really just couldn't be more thankful. So considering I've known this is what I've wanted to do for well over a decade, it's been a long journey, but I finally feel like at this point in time, I feel like I have made it in a sense of I feel really good at where I'm at. I'm fully licensed in the state of Georgia and Washington. And like I said earlier, I'm probably going to get other licenses in other states and expand the private practice realm. Just because I do kind of miss the therapy aspect of working individually with people. I don't get to use my therapy skills a whole lot when I do intakes. And there's an element, especially being a new mom, that I am thankful for the fact that I have that little bit of break, but I still get to use my skills and my expertise. But I do also miss doing the therapy side of things. So looking to expand my private practice a little bit more into other states that have a little bit of a greater need. So I'm working with some other people on that. And I'm just really thankful. It's been a winding road, and I've definitely gone in different positions, like obviously everything from like outpatient, private practice, working with mandated clients. I also did a very short stint working for a local private practice, working with kind of all types of people and mental health concerns. And then all the way through inpatient eating disorder treatment and inpatient psychiatric facilities. It's been, I feel like I've run the full gamut of mental health treatment. I know I probably haven't, but I feel very thankful for the amount of experience that I've gotten, because that is truly what has shaped me. Again, not only as a person, but as a professional, I'm really thankful for the highs and lows that I've had in my career. I definitely would encourage anybody that is thinking about becoming a therapist, if you're in a bachelor's or master's degree program, look at all the different realms of counseling. Look at the different specializations. Look at different levels of care. Don't let certain populations scare you away. There was a very specific assignment in my graduate program that I'm pretty sure was the first year. Because I don't think I was anywhere near doing my internship at this time, that talked about what is one population that you would never want to work with. And I think a lot of people have that one population. I think it's based on my class, we all had a very similar population that we didn't want to work with. And that's the population I ended up working with for almost 2 years. And it was wild, but I am, again, so thankful for that experience. It really shaped me in so many different ways. So challenge yourself, get uncomfortable. I think that's one of the biggest things, is you're going to be sitting with such a wide variety of people if this is the field that you want to get into. And even if you're already in the field and you're like, okay, I want to challenge myself, like, what are some ways that you can get uncomfortable? Because I think when we can challenge ourselves to get uncomfortable, we sit better with our clients that are uncomfortable as well. And we can really meet them where they're at. We're not going to shy away from anything and really bring our best selves and our best clinical selves to sessions with them. So really thankful for everything I've gotten, and super, super thankful that now I am where I'm just like happy and content, happy as a clam over here. But especially since I have a couple hour break during my day in the middle of a Wednesday, thanks to my schedule that I created myself, to be able to record this podcast and spend some time with my daughter after this, and do some other things. I don't typically have this much time during the day, but on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, I have a little gap of time, and it's just like, okay, it's been a long, hard journey to get here, but I'm here and I'm really happy. So I would absolutely love to answer any questions that anybody has. If you're interested in becoming a therapist, if you just want more information, if you're curious in general, like, you know, how people get to be a therapist, what's the licensure process like, why is it somewhat more taxing and challenging to become a therapist than it is to be other fields like a physician? It's a great question. I'd love to chat with you about it. But that's just my story. I hope that maybe one person finds this interesting. Whether you find it educational, inspirational, I don't know. But I hope somebody, at least one person, takes something out of this. And thank you for letting me share my story, even though I think it was kind of brief. We'll see. But I'm going to start working on prepping some episodes for the coming weeks. We're going to get back on the horse here because I have absolutely no more excuses to procrastinate recording episodes, getting together with guests, and doing a lot of other personal things that I have let this certification and other things kind of get in the way of. So I'm really excited. It's spring. The sun is so encouraging to me. As much as I love winter, I'm a huge winter gal. I also love the sun and the warmth of spring. So I think that'll also breed some goodness in the podcast in the coming days. And then also we are changing up the way we are doing things on Instagram. So kind of when all this came to fruition back in the fall, things got a little confusing with what we wanted to do with Instagram, but now we are blending everything back into one Instagram. So you can find all things podcast, my private practice, therapy, over at atl.therapist on Instagram. I will see you over there, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will chat with you guys next week. Thank you.